It's Friday, April 14th, 2023. This is GQDN. Happy Friday, everybody. From me, Joe, at Joe Brums on Twitter. And GQDN is brought to you by Audible. Go get your book, go get your credit at Audible trial /GroupQuest. And of course, by all of you, patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by all of our friends at stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Super Mario news. Ooh, Pokemon anime. Uh-oh. And we got some Blizzard news. But today, we begin with a revamped lawsuit. Here we go. This comes to us first from Destructoid.com, and the following article is from Reuters.com. So, we're talking about the lawsuit from the gamers filed against Microsoft because of the Activision Blizzard Microsoft deal. Now, earlier this year, the judge, Jacqueline Scott Corley, dismissed the lawsuit because it did not give enough information to back the claims that they were trying to make. So the gamers' lawsuit, they come from both New Mexico and New Jersey, did come back earlier this week and basically got some information from Sony, and they redacted some of the statements within the original documents. So this is a 73-page document that was refiled for the lawsuit. But this is where we go to Reuters, because Microsoft did say in a statement, quote, or I should say, that the complaint did contain, quote, unsupported and implausible claims about the deal's effect on competition, because Microsoft has said in the past they will, quote, bring more games to more people because of the deal. So, here we go again. And this time, this could be very, very real. Something else that's real is Mr. Matt Mercer, Critical Role guy. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and Matt Mercer is a part of the new Zelda game. In fact, he is the character Ganondorf. So, here's what Matt Mercer had to say on Twitter. I have been an immersed Legend of Zelda fan since I was a child, and Ganondorf has been one of my favorite antagonists, to the point where I portrayed the green-skinned menace for my web series over a decade ago. Many of you know the weight of expectation on my shoulder for this, and I hope you do proud a huge thank you to Nintendo America, Nintendo, and the entire Tears of the Kingdom team for entrusting me with such a bad blank. I'm not swearing on The Daily Show. I did it once, but not going to do it. But still, that is good, very good for him. And he is very, very damn good. Well played, sir. And something that could also be well played is Exoprimal. So Capcom did reveal the launch dates that would include story missions and cosmetics. This is brought to us from GameSpot.com. And, well, there's a bit of a tweet. And this is what Exoprimal did say on Twitter. Prize test subjects. The Exoprimal development team has an exciting new update about the content coming into the full game, including missions without direct PvP, 10-player co-op missions, exosuit variants, and ability customization, and more. So all of that looks very good. Now, Exoprimal will launch, tentatively, July 14th this year. It'll be for PC, both PlayStation 4 and 5, and all of the Xbox current consoles. And will also be a part of Xbox Game Pass on release day. So, GameSpot did like it. Maybe you do too. A lot of people still like Overwatch as well. Esports.com did report that Lifeweaver could get a buff very soon. In fact, Aaron Keller did say, quote, on Twitter, the team will continue collecting Lifeweaver's performance data over the weekend and should have details on balance changes, more than likely a buff, sometime next week. Info on coming control scheme changes should come next week as well. They did say buff, right? Because usually, characters that come out pretty soon via Activision Blizzard usually comes out as too strong. Well, it's not strong. Now we get to some other Blizzard news. Ooh, looky. DualShockers.com did say that Diablo 4 will be revamping some objectives and do some balancing classes because of the feedback that they got via the betas. So, here is what we know. We do know that some of the things like barbarians did not get full equipment early on in the game. So that is going to be fixed. But the other things, well, at Diablo didn't give much. Because here's what they said. Dungeon layouts, class tweaks, fonts, and UI. See how the dev team used your feedback in the update Diablo 4 before release. And they did provide a nice little link, which I think I'll keep that up. I want to see that. But what I think everybody wants to see, well, maybe some people want to see, is a new logo. Destructoid.com did say that Remedy has a new company logo, and that's the first time over 20 years. Now, the old Remedy logo had the letter R with a bullet to make the hole, which was the part of the R. But they had some trouble with that because of LucasArts. They had an argument with the LucasArts. What was actually a problem, something that appropriate. So that was a bit of a problem. So after 20 years, well, here's what Thomas Pua did say. Quote, I'm sorry if I got the name wrong. The Remedy logo means a lot to us, but we know it also means a lot to you. Like the games we create at Remedy, we approach this process with great care, consideration, and a lot of passion. We want to create memorable worlds, stories, and characters for you to experience through our games. We wanted our new logo to reflect how consistent, evolve, and continue creating exciting games with the very best people. However, it's all still one Remedy, where courageous creativity thrives. We hope you like the new look. Very good. And something that some people are looking forward to. Once again from Destructoid.com, Company of Heroes 3 will be coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X in May. That is May 30th. Now, it's already on PC because it was released in February this year, but now it's going to come to consoles, Series X on Xbox and PlayStation 5. Very exciting for everybody because now it's on console and will be very soon. But something else to sing about is Pokemon. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and the Pokemon anime has relaunched and revealed a baby turtle. So, Pokemon anime did return to Japanese TV screen yesterday after somewhat of a hiatus, but since Ash and Pikachu have departed, they revamped some of the show features, and they did reveal a baby turtle, which remains unnamed. So, what could be going forward? Ash has died many times, too many. So, what takes Pikachu's place? Medros might know. We'll see, and he might know its name. But something has definitely gone legendary. This comes to us from GamesHub.com. And, of course, it had to be Super Mario Brothers. The theme is now in the Library of Congress. Yes, you heard me. And it is a big, big thing for anybody who has possibly seen that. Because it is all very good for people to go check out history and this game. Whether you like it or not, whether you played it or not, is now part of history. And maybe we'll be too. So, tomorrow, you know the time. We go live by 6 p.m. EST. Pre-show starts about 5:30 on twitch.tv/dawnforge. Yep. And we, of course, we'll post the tweet there on Twitter at GroupQuest. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live show. So until then, go play some games, people. And maybe some Mario. We know you'll.